This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Migs.
B-Migs, don't be a loser. B-Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Patrick from JBLM is. Patrick, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
What is up, Patrick? Now, by any chance, were you listening to the men's room yesterday at 5:40 to get three correct answers from the cheat sheet?
Please say no. Please say no. I was not. Yeah. Unfortunately.
That's not unfortunate. Very fortunate. We're both on the same level playing field.
I'm still going to be on team Patrick, Steve.
That's no shock.
You got to get out of here.
Okay.
For those playing at home, my friend Patrick has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get three guesses per question. Are you ready, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Whale, bull, and tiger are all types of what? Whoop, are you there?
Shark.
Yes. On a standard color wheel, what color is opposite blue?
Red.
No.
Yellow.
No. Patrick, did you
orange.
Get... Oh, yeah, there you go. Orange is right. Which island is closest to Seattle?
Pass.
Which planet has a 17-hour day?
Venus.
No.
Mercury.
No.
Thank you. Mars.
No. The tomato is both the official fruit and vegetable of what southern state?
Georgia.
No.
South Carolina.
No.
North Carolina.
No. What TV show is Powdered Toast Man from?
Pass.
How many Egyptian rulers were named Cleopatra?
Two.
No. But you did get two, Patrick.
Oh, that's terrible.
Also, were you ordering food this morning?
No, I was driving through the gate.
Oh. I was going to ask what kind of food you got.
I heard him say thank you.
It was the worst timing ever because I was still on the commercial break, and then I was driving to the gate just now.
Oh, it's okay.
Well, you said thank you, which means you have lovely manners.
I do love that I walk into the room and all I hear is,
oh.
You got, huh? Oh. What was going on?
You wish you knew.
Okay, fine.
Wow.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
You wish you knew.
Whale, bull, and tiger are all types of what?
Shark.
Yes. On a standard color wheel, what color is opposite blue?
Green.
No.
Yellow.
No.
Orange.
Yes. What island is closest to Seattle?
Anacortes.
No.
Bainbridge Island.
Yes. Which planet has a 17-hour day?
Which planet? That would be Uranus, Tyron.
That sure would be. The tomato is both the official fruit and vegetable of what southern state?
Arkansas.
Yes.
What?
What TV show is Powdered Toast Man from?
SpongeBob?
No.
Futurama?
No.
What the hell? Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
No. How many Egyptian rulers were named Cleopatra?
Two.
No.
Three.
No.
Four.
No.
Damn.
Who had the album 16 Stone and Razorblade Suitcase? Oh,
both great records. Bush.
Yeah. Pierogi are culinary specialties from what European nation?
Russia.
No.
Oh. Poland.
Yes. What are electrically charged atoms called?
Neutrons.
No.
Protons.
No.
Electrons.
No. Steve, you got a little time to spare. You got a score of 7 this morning, and that is a victory.
Let's go.
7-2. Sorry, Patrick.
It's all good.
Have a good one, man.
Oh, wow.
Just for today.
The timing was that he was going through the gate at JBLM right when the game was going on, so there was a little struggle.
All we heard was him say thank you, and I got excited because I thought he was ordering food.
That's what I would think.
And I was like, what kind of food did you get? And he's like, no.
Danny?
That would be a weird thing to go through because, I mean, I don't know. The one time I went to the museum at JBLM, like, you go through the security clearance, and I don't know about you guys, but my butt puckers. Like, you're just like, oh, boy, am I getting in trouble? Even though I'm not doing anything wrong, I hope they don't find these drugs that are not even in my car.
You're not riding dirty?
Right, right. But you still have that. But sure. I guess if you do it day in, day out, and you're in the military, it's probably like, it's just old hat at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The TV show that Powdered Toast Man is from. Do you know it, Danny? Oh, come on. Ren and Stimpy, guys.
Ren and Stimpy. Yeah.
I did not know this. The number of Egyptian rulers named Cleopatra, I kind of thought there was just one. There were seven of them. Seven Cleopatras. And then electrically charged
atoms. Now, is it like the Pope where they name them Cleopatra after they start hooking up with them? Or is
sure.
it? Okay.
It's a lot of Cleos. The electrically charged atoms are called ions.
Ions.
Yeah, you were in the right vein there. Congratulations on your big victory.
That's why there's that electric car that's called the Ion.
Oh, we learned so many new things this time of day.
Oh, wrong one.
Oh.
The Daily Mix Show.
This time of year, the temperatures are dropping. It is wet and nasty out there, and that is why Coats for Kids is so important as we gear up to get through this winter.
And we're hoping that people could just donate whatever they can, from $5, $10, $20, $25, though, we'll put a brand new coat on a kid in need. And I have to give a massive shout out to Joshua Smith. Joshua donated $400 to Coats for Kids. I can't do the math. It's too early. What is that, 16 coats?
16 coats, yes.
Hell yeah, Joshua. Also, big thanks to Corey Kim Bingham, who donated $69, joining the 69 Club.
Very nice. You can also make a donation to Coats for Kids, helping out as many local children in need as we can at KISW.com.
The Daily Mix Show.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.